Gaan ik helemaal aan me af.
Oh ja. Oké. Okay. Hoe bewaart je je kerst op een schalachemie? Het is makkelijk als de meer in de gekomen. De meer holds. Kesef only works al yedei achirim, and the Chachamim hold kesef could work also al yedei atzmoi, as long as the kesef belonged to achirim. So what's this machlokes based on? That's the Gemara wants to know. So it says like this: name a balkan difliki. Let's say this is the pshat in the machlokes. The Rebbe Meir sover ein kinyan le'eved b'loy rabbi ve'ein kinyan le'isha b'loy bailo. Simple pshat in the machlokes, the mayor holds that it can't be kesef adei atzmoi, because any time they're going to give him kesef, it automatically belongs to the rav. So there's no way for the eved to use the kesef to be paid himself. Mashenk and the rabbanon hold no, an eved could have a kinyan b'loy rabbi. Rashi, the mayor. Do Omar because of Ayyudei Rechayim Sovar ain't kidding the Eved B'lei Rabbi. If not, B'matano, if they give it to the Eved B'matano, Zocha B'lei Rabbi. The Odin is Zoichan it right away, Hukoch. Ab Agav, the heavy Kesef, Mishal Rechayim. The Kesef started out by someone else. Iyav Shishir Kablen Huvitan Rabbi. It's not Shaykh for the Eved to take the Kesef and then give it over to the Rav because it already belongs to the Rav. For Rabbanon, Tzavi Yesh Kinyin. If not, Zoloi Matano, since they're giving the Eved the Matano, it's their das that's being makna it to the Eved. The noisin who's giving it to the Eved, he doesn't have das at the Ra, he wants to give it to the Eved, he doesn't want to give it to the Odin. Right? Loy Goma Boliboshi's Gabay Rav. Have you the Eved? So my mail belongs to the Eved. And the Eved can be paid himself. Meaning their button hold. True, Mashikon Eved kind of rabbi, but that's time when the Eved's coined, when the Eved is coined something. Eved picks up something, he's coined something. But when the Das Echeres is being makna it to the Eved, it goes by whatever Das that person had. That person had Das to give it to the Eved, not to give it to the Odin. So the Banan hold. And the Ganami can give it. Oh, yeah?
So when it says, when they say, but it has to be Kesav Echeres, as opposed to Kesav himself. I'm not necessarily saying that he can have his own kesef. Are they trying to say that the way in which it's given over has to be?
Yeah, because why? Yeah, that's right. Because
he can't have his own kesef. They agree. Right? So what's the point? Could is that
it has to start from a cherim, because you need the das acheris. Meaning, if an eved would pick something up from hefke, so it automatically, even the rabbanon agree, that automatically goes to the elder. So how do you... what?
Can he have his own kesef?
Well, 1 second. If someone else is makne to him in matana, then yeah, he could have his own kesef. According to this stage of the Gemara, the rabbanon hold, yeah, that's his kesef. And now he can go and be paid himself with the kesef. I wanted to bring an isha. What does isha have to do with anything? So the Rush, I think, says, no, the Rush says, enechinami, we only mentioned isha over here because we want to set up the steerer from later on in the Gemara. But the big question is, Bichlal, what's Isha doing? This is what bothered me, because I remembered a Gemara. That was my starting point. I happened to remember a Gemara. The Gemara, this is the question that bothered me. The Rosh asks it in a different way, but this is the issue over here. It's saying that both an Isha and Eved are on the same playing field. Ein kin le'eved b'lo rabbi, v'ein kin le'isha b'lo baila. Now the Gemara in Gittin, in Perek HaZorik, says you can throw a get to Tanisha's chotzer, and that works. Her chotzer is koine for her, the get. And the Gemara there asks, how could you throw it into her chotzer? Ay, mashakon se isha kona baila. Whatever that chotzer is koine, automatically goes to the baal. Rashi says kona baila means leperis, the shtameshpo. The katu do not forget beyond the baal, since the baal has a kinyan peris. Whatever the isha could be coined there, the thing will belong to her, but the peris will belong to him. The usage of it will belong to him. So therefore, how could he ever throw it into a chatzer? It never really left his rishos. So the Gemara says, Omar, Aramid Beis over there. What does it say? Rava Omar. Zogt Rava. I'll tell you. He says, Atu Yodo Milo Kondi Lilabao. Isn't her hand also nicknamed to the Baal? Did the Baal own her hand also? So how could he put it in her hand? Ela must be Gita V'yada, Bon Kechot. Gita V'yada, Bon Kechot. We know that concept already from Kedushin. Hachanami Gita V'chatzer, Bon Kechot. So same thing works with the Chatzer. Zok the Gemara. Oh, Malib Rabbeinu Rav Ashi. What are you talking about? Rava Yadi Isha Kekashalei. Rava was bothered by how does Yad work by Isha? How can he put it in her Yad? Nehi the konile lemaisi yadeo, and achinami the Baal gets her maisi yadayim. He's koyin her maisi yadayim. That's one of the things Chazal set up that goes to the Baal when she works and makes money from maisi yadayim. He gets that, but yad the guba mikonile. Does he own her Yad? Zok Rashi.
It
doesn't own her Yad, but you don't need gita v'yod v'on ke'echad by an isha. You don't require gita v'yod by ke'echad. If he puts a get into what? It's her get to ma'isi yadayim. Get your parents. If you put a get into her hand, that's her hand. She's koina. So what's Rabbi talking about? So Zok Gemara. No, what Rabbi meant was Amalei Rabbi Yad Eved Kukachal. Rabbi wasn't talking about the Yad of the isha. You're right. The Yad of the isha. She has a yad. She's cutting her get. Rava was being arrived from the yad of an eved, according to the mandama b'shtar ayidei atzmoi, which we had in the previous sugya. If you hold an eved, can take the shtar himself. How does it work? Yad eved kiad raboi damyo. The yad eved is kiad raboi. Ela gita b'yad bon kechad. You have to say that the way it works by eved, which is what our gemara says, is gita b'yad bon kechad. So hakanami gita b'kad seir bon kechad. Rava meant to shtel tzu from the Yad of an Eved to a Chotzer of an Isha. He didn't mean the Yad of an Isha. Yad of an Isha is independent. That's got nothing to do with the Yad of an Eved. Avanda she can make kinyon. Avanda you don't need Gita B'yad Bon Ke'echad by an Isha. You need Gita B'chad Seira Bon Ke'echad. Toysus and Gita asks the Kasha, well, why is Chotzer any worse than the Yad? Chotzer is also only, very good, yeah, Chotzer is also only a kinyon in the Paris. So Toysus, that Toysus Kasha, Gita and Toysus deals with that, he explains why Chotzer is worse. But for our purposes, what I'm trying to bring out is that the Yad is definitely better. She can make a Yadam that's clear in the Gemara. She's not her Yadam is Shubatim. Kinyan Peres is Meshubatim. So and the Gemara says clear, you don't need Gita Yod on Kevad by her. She has Yad to be Koine. So how can our Gemara be Medama the two? It sounds like our Gemara is saying the Mamash is the same thing. Isn't that a steer to the Gemara there? So the truth is Rashi starts already to be oimed on this, but the Rush really brings it out more. Rashi says, you see, there's like a 2000 Rashi without a new Divrei Maskil. He says, Kinyan the Yishu Baila Ba'almet Strichalon. First, Rashi is saying, why are we bringing it down? Bring it down for general knowledge. But like the Rush says, in order to ask the steer later, the isha ki eved, and an isha like an eved, hoyel ubaila zakai b'maisi yadeh b'metziah so. Since the baal is zakai in her maisi yadayim and in her metziah, if she finds something that belongs to him, v'chiyeich d'pligil in matona b'eved, ikal mishma duadin b'isha. So Rashi's already saying, they're not the same thing. An isha is not masha kona isha kona baila. But since there are certain halachas like Maisi Yadayim and Metzia that go straight to the Baal. So we're being Medama the two things, just like they argue in the Eved, they argue in the Isha. Yeah?
Is that the case here? I mean, are those similarities of Maisi Yadayim and Metzia,
right?
Is that what it's like in this case, where someone is...
Right. Right, so the Chori, no, the Chori here, it's even not, the Chori here, it's even, the Chori here, it's, the Chori here, what? The Chori, it's not negated to that. The Chori, it's not negated to that.
That's
what Rashi means, it's Balma, it's the, we're just saying, just that they argue here, they argue there, even though there, it's a different gather of the kidney that we're talking about. So look at the Rosh now, it's Simon Chavtes. The Rosh quotes Rashi. The Rosh quotes Rashi, and then he says, Umihu. Umihu is the first word in the line. Four lines into the Rosh, says the Chavtes. If you have the old Rosh. If you have the new Rosh, just look for Umihu. A couple of lines after he starts. He quotes Rashi. Then he says, Umihu. Zok the Rosh, Umihu lo domi legamre. They're not domi legamre. They're not mamish the same. De isha ab ab isha ein lo kinyin beloi bailo. That which isha has no kinyin beloi bailo. Hain lo kabu matona ma'achers. Ah. So the Rosh is saying, it's true that she's the same as an Eved, Lagabi be Makabo Matonim Acher. Because that's, I guess, similar to finding a Metziah or Ma'is Yadayin. So in that, you're right, Enechinami, if we want to talk about Kajim Makabo, the Kesef Me'acher, in that the Eved and the Isha are the same. Aval Lakabo Matonim Mimailo. I was asking the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin is talking about receiving something from the Baal himself. The Gemara in Gittin is something to get. That the Rosh says, if we kabbal it from the Baal, yeh lo kinyan. Kedamina, now he has a raya from Chetzkos Abatim. The Gemara, maybe I should have remembered that. Kedamina v'chet perichetzkos Abatim, shenoisim matonu le'ishnoi, konso. She's koyin av, ain't about yocha peris. The Baal doesn't even get peris. The Baal does not even get paid in such a case. If he gives her a baton, it's hers. The ilu eden, mashenkin, and eved, I feel the miyad rabbi in the makabu matono. Even from his rabbi, he can matono, because the miyad begin, perekot shalek, a koitz of kol nechosov. If he writes, all his nechosov in the shtar, the shnei avodov, chatz lezeh, vachatz lezeh, avatz man lekonu, they're not koinu nothing. Ula el, in our sugi, nami amrin the mashar, even mishtach reidei atzmoi, hayni mishum, digidah biyodim, bohon keechod. We had to, in our Gemara, we said the only reason it helps Shtar, Ayyide Asma, is Gitvi Adban Ke'echot. V'yesh lo yad, the Kabbalah Matan Rabbah, if he was able to receive a Matana from his Rav, like the Isha is able to receive a Matana from her Baal, lo yinitzigul etamza, we wouldn't need Gitvi Adban Ke'echot. Just like Gemara says in Gitin, that we don't need it by an Isha. The Abim, we have it over the Kabbalah Rabbah. So Zok the Rosh, Avada. Don't think Eric Gemara is answering my kasha. Don't think Eric Gemara means that an Isha is just like an Eved. Eric Gemara is saying an Isha is just like an Eved. Lagabe, being Makabel, from elsewhere. But then Echanabi, being Makabel from the Baal himself, that an Isha is very different than an Eved, and that's the Gemara in Gittin. Yeah, and that's the Gemara in the Chetzkos Abatim, like the Rosh says. Now skip the next line, we'll come back to it in a minute. He says, "V'oyd amrin b'yushami." I want to come back to that. Yeah, what does he want with that b'yushami? It's very interesting. I want to come back to that. But look what he says after that. "V'oyd yesh chilik echad b'mein." There's another chilik. "Dod amrin de'ein kin lebele rabo yahinu she'ein lo kin klal." The Eved gets nothing. The guf upeder same lo adam. Aber ein kin leisha b'lo bayi lahinu shabal ocho peres. Aber a guf leisha. He says, Dr. Rosh, there's two chilukim. One is the Isha can take it from the Baal, she can be coined from the Baal himself, and the Eved cannot be coined from the Rav. Second of all, even when we say that she is similar to an Eved, Klapei being Mekabel from elsewhere, even then there's a difference. Because the Eved doesn't have nothing. Not Karen and not the Peiris. The Isha does have the Karen. If she has a Kenyan, if she Yarshin something, she gets it from elsewhere, she's kind of the thing. It's just Meshumet to the Baal for Paris. He has the Paris, he has the usage, but the Karen itself belongs, the Kark itself belongs to her. So there's two fundamental differences between the Eved and the Isha. And with that, it's answering up my kasha from Azurik. Yeah, v'chule, v'chule. Then the Rosh says what I told you before, that the only reason we mentioned it over here is in order to ask the Stira. But what did the Rosh want with that Yerushalmi? Look back where it says Ayin, where it has the Ayin from the Karmel Sanel. Zok the Rosh, when he's proving this point about an Isha being able to be koined from the Baal, but the Eben not being able to be koined from the Odin, he says, "Va'oid yamrinim Yerushalmi bepirkin pshita shoa Eben makabel matona me'acher le'acher me'acher le'raboy." It can be makabel matona. I guess that means as a shliach from one person to another, or from someone else to his master, but me rabbi La'atz my loy, from his oven to himself he cannot. Me'agel la'atz my from somebody else to him, that's what goes, the main rabbanim, which is what Agamara just said. Well, what is the Rosh bringing this in? What is this? So look at the Gomen Asanel Ois Ayin. He's mad with this Rosh, very good shmack, in a very good shmack away. He says the Rosh was bothered by Akasha. Look at Ayin, the Gomen Asanel, but Oidam in Bisham. Kiddush Mazel Toritz, Mad Omer Ashas, Alibet de Chachomim, Masha Evid Mishtachwer Aide Atzmoi, Hain Mishum, the Gita Vyod, the Bon Kechot. Haloi, Loitrikan Latamze. Even the sphere lay, yesh kinyan le evit, beloy rabbi. Kimoy kain, apshu evit, zoikam yad rabbi, la atzma. You hear? What we're saying now is like this. The Rosh established until now that the Isha. And when Rameir said by both the chachamim, by the Eved and by the Isha, cannot be makabel, cannot be koine without the Baal, without the Rav, that's only the dimyon is only the gabi achim. But from the Baal himself, the Isha can be makabel. By Shein Kain, the Eved cannot be makabel, cannot make a kinyan from the other himself. Yeah, that's what he said. Now, 1 second. That's fine, Rabbi Meir, but the chachamim say, at least according to this stage of the Gemara, that an Eved can be Makabel. Beloy Rabbi. What? Right. So he can't be his money. He can Makabel from someone else. Be Liara. So he's saying, if that's true, then an Eved could be Makabel Beli Rabbi, without Rabbi. So then even when the Rab gives it to him, it should be. If that's Shitas Chachomen, then it should Rabbanan, right? That's it. There's Rabbanan. Then that should help, even if the Adam's giving it to him, right? If you hold, what's the lesson of our Gemara? Rabbanan sabri yesh kinyan by the Rabbi. So if you hold yesh kinyan by Rabbi, so even, and that's explaining why kesef adei achirim works. Then by the same thing, shtar al yedei atzma shavu. So we have to demand the Yidavi on one careful. Why? That was the kasha. Yeah, why not? We have to demand the Yidavi on one careful. He has a kinyan without his rabbi. So let the rabbi give it to him. No, he's asking you shouldn't have to command the Yidavi on one careful.
Because the
Baal
can't give it to him.
So I'll say maybe right in Yerushalmi. That's why he's bringing this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is machalik. Yerushalmi says, "Me'achel la'atzmoi from somebody else to the eved, machlokes me'ev rabbanon, u'me'rabo la'atzmoi, but from the rab to the eved, kule alma moedu shein lekinyan." That's what he's bringing out from this Yerushalmi and Akinami. That even if you hold like the rabbanon over here, there's still a chilik between taking it from the rab himself and taking it from elsewhere.
What?
Yeah, why? It's a good question. Why? Why does it help? Why? That's a good question.
Because the other can't give it to him.
Because
it's Yodda.
No, but 1 second.
He can't give it to him. But when it's coming from someplace else.
No, but 1 second. You have to understand. No. No, you have to understand where the cash is coming from, though. You came too late. Listen to Daniel.
I didn't come too late. You started too early. I'm here early.
First, listen to the kasha.
I usually walk in at 43. I've been here for 5 minutes.
First, hear where first, hear where it's coming from. Then you have to be mechalik because it's not part of what you're saying. Listen to this. If someone else, the Rashi explained to us that there are bun and hold that if somebody else put something in the Zemet's hands,
that's a chaim.
So that works. So why should that works? Why does it work? Because it's not the Rabbanan hold. It's not an automatic thing that as soon as he picks something up, it belongs to the master. When you have a das, when he picks it up from Hefker, then it is automatic. When you have a das of Cheres, then it goes by the das. They want him to have it. He can have it. So Frek Tzvi. So then, why should the other himself be any worse? I want to give it to him. Then he should have it. I don't want it.
It's passing one hand.
Why should it be any worse? No, but But it's not one hand to the next. If you went into the next, then we couldn't do it either.
Das is moinei it from going into the rib into the other hand. Then what's right. The other's hand that can't get it out of there?
So the other
but the das is moinei from going into it.
The other didn't do anything. What did he
do? Wait, so he can't... But he can't put it out of his rishus.
Correct.
Right.
Well, maybe the das acheres because the metzias is
all his rishus.
The metzias is.
It's not, but that's the point. That if it was on
eved, the yad of the eved is the others. When the das acheres comes along, it says, "I'm not masking that it should go to the others."
And if it does, then it's not yours.
We're going to
still that acheres.
Once
still
that rishus, you don't
say that.
You don't like you get that piece of.
I can say that.
You need to set a piece of tape, not the book. You get a piece of tape stuck on your finger. It's not going off.
But is there tonight here? Is there by a acheres?
No, we're going the first stage of the gemara. You don't even need it tonight. It's like automatic. I don't want to give it to.
Yeah, but that's the acheres going on the second one. The second.
No, but in the first stage of the gemara. No,
but
no.
That's the acheres going on the second.
No, it's not. No, before the tonight. Before the tonight. Stam. That's not automatic. The first way in the Gemara is that it's not automatic, right? I mean, you have to say something like you guys are saying. That's the chiluk of the Yerushalmi, but
because
it's
right.
Not so easy to be masbir.
Why are we right?
It's not so easy to be masbir with that chiluk. I hear you saying it.
That's the first one on the second one, brother.
No, this Rashi. Rabbanon Soviet
Yesh Kenyon. That's like going on the second one, both.
No, it's going on the first part, before Amar Rabba. Before Amar Rabba. You mean Amanas part? No, it's going before that, I think. Anyway, I'll go up on him. That's.
I learned this Rashi. So I knew it was the Rashi.
He knew it. That's Chayes, yeah. Anyway, that's one major Nekudah that comes out from this Rosh. That if you think the Gemara meant that just like by an Evid, we have to come on to Gita V'yad Bon Ke'echad, so too by an Isha, because the Gemara is Medama the two. It's not true. By an Isha, you don't need Gita V'yad Bon Ke'echad. It's clear we have Raya's from Baba Basra that she could take something from her Baal. The dimyan between Evan and Isha is only a dimyan klape getting it from outside, getting it from elsewhere. And even that dimyan is not exact Zokta Rosh because the Isha still has the Karen even though she doesn't have the papers. Yeah. Yeah.
Isha's more of a chelik than
the Evan. Yeah. Yeah, she has the Karen, she has the character, she doesn't have the papers. Okay, that's the first stage of the Gemara. All my rabbi, my rabbi Sheshis. Nein. The kulam ain't kin left with the rabbi. Everyone agrees that if it's an automatic, you know, that he's makhle to the Eved, so that's automatic that it kicks in and it goes to the other. What's a machlekes? Vein kin ishab lebarla. What's a machlekes? Welcome to my eskina dog, nele acher mona. The Amale Amen Nashi and the Rabbi of a Shus boy. It's him because he made it tonight. But Meir Sovik Kamali Kani Koni Avim Kani Rabbi. When he said be Koni, it's automatic. Kamali Amen Nas Loiklum Kamar. Amen Nas means nothing. But in Sovik gave the mother Amen Nas a hundred liter noy. The Tanai helps. Now what's this Machlekes? What Pshat Machlekes? One old Tanai helps, one old Tanai doesn't help. What's the Machlokes is based on? Almost. What do you mean?
Get to Mitzvahs.
Well, let's put it this way. There's a. There's a
you want well, me to say it better?
Yeah. There's a Mishnah of Samach Aleph. The Mishnah of Samach Aleph.
Amr Aleph, no?
Amr Aleph. Rabbi Meir Oimer, listen to this. The Rosh says this. The Rosh by us. The hemshik of the Rosh we're just looking at. The Rosh speaks this out. But Meir Oimer called Tanai Shein Ketanai B'nei God B'nei Reuven Einoi Tanai. You have to have exactly B'nei God B'nei Reuven. From that limud, Rabbi Meir learns out all kinds of halachas. You need Tanai Kofel. You need Tanai Kofel Maisa. The same way that Tanai was constructed in the Torah, but when it got to be for example, it has to be kofel. If you go, then you'll be yoyish the land. If you're not, you won't. If you don't say you're not, you won't. It's out of Tanai kofel. All the men I love is we learn out. One of the things we learn out is that Tanai cannot be soyser the maisa. Tanai can be soyser the maisa. So Zok the Rosh, Rameis Rishitosa. Rameir holds like enough samach aleph that the tanai is to be exactly the same as the tanai b'nei gov meruvin. The mail it has to have all the klolim, all those klolim. One of the klolim is the tanai can be sois in the maisa. So why, if I'm makna something to you, I'm gonna ask that you're not. If I'm makna something to you, and we all match according to the kind of rabbi, which means automatically when I'm makna to the evan, I'm going to give it to the other. If I say I'm gonna ask, the other doesn't get it, that's called the tanai. That's sois in my maisa. A ma'is is I'm being makna something to the other, and I want to make a tanai that the other doesn't get it. You can't make such a tanai, Rameh l'shitas soy. You can't make such a tanai. That's what the Rosh says. What did the Rabbanon hold? So the Kavanah Sadol says, Enechanami. The Rabbanon argued, Rabbi Meir. The Rabbanon hold, you don't need tanai kafur. You don't need all the gedarim of tanai, but when they go up and they remain, Mamela, a tanai that serves to the ma'is, you could also do. It also works. And that's in the Kudus of Machlekas over here in Agamara. Unbelievable, Gishmak, no? Unbelievable, Gishmak. Otherwise, you have no idea. Like, what's this whole Machlekas? One says tonight works, one says tonight doesn't work. What's the Machlekas? The Rosh is giving like, about like, get it, this Machlekas. I mean, the ins and outs of that sugya we'll get to eventually one day. But just. What? A month? No, we're not doing that fast. Okay, that's stage number two. No, that's stage number two of the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar Amar, shot number three, Kol Ki Agav Miklam Lepliki Dikoni Eved Dikoni Rabbi. That also, everyone's going to agree, it works. If we'll put that in terms of the Rosh, everyone's going to hold that a Tanai that Sarsen and Maisa ain't going to work. So what's a Mechloikas? Hogan by skin we're going to Aknile Acher Monet Vimali Amanasha Tate by Lechidis. I want that when the Rab receives this, it should be send you out Lechidis. Yeah. Amakni to the Ebed that the Rab should be calling it Lashem Chairis. Rameh Sovar, Ki Amale Kini, Kini Ebed, Bikini Rabbi, Bikamale Amanash Le Klum, Kamarle. Too bad. The Maisa Kenyan means the Adam gets it. You can't say, and now I want you to go and use it to be prayed to the Chayrus. But in Sovali, the day Nami Aloy Kona Makni Lay. Lom Lay Manacha Day to the Chayrus. And the Rabbanan say,
what's Rashi saying? Is that a
Shlichus? How did you date about the Chayrus help? It's how the Rashi is saying that the Eved gives it to the other in the Shem Chayrus. Yeah.
What is it? Someone else
is if I'm only giving it a Shem Chayrus, I'm allowed to make a tanai that I'm only giving it a Shem Chayrus. Shetetneu l'rabga b'pidyoincho. Then you, the Eved, should go give it. What?
It's not taking away the
Rav. Yeah, it sounds like it's not taking it away, right?
But the practicality
of that states. Rabban and Sarah, the day Nami, Holoi Kamakna Lay. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like Erekanami, Mashikon, I've got a rabbi, but I'm doing it, I'm an ass in the Shkwat the Chavis.
It
could be according to this shlap of the Gemara. Enechinami, it's not like we thought. Ayin de'atzma doesn't mean what we thought it meant. It doesn't mean that the Eved is coining the money and gives it to the Odin. It just means that through giving it to the Eved, I could affect a Chavis. By the other.
I can make him a shaliach.
Right, something like that. A shaliach.
Even though his other is not making him a shaliach.
Yeah, it's not the Adi Atzma that we thought it was till now. The Adi Atzma we thought it was till now.
Because
the mayor holds that. You can't make stuff with Mashakonev, we call it rabbi. It's so automatic that you can't make stipulations. Still, what the?
See, I can't say I'm giving this to you. By the condition.
Right. If I give it to the other himself, I can. I'm giving it to the other himself. And I can, right? I can say I'm giving it. critical. I mean, that's for sure, because that's kesef ayde cherem that a mayor has to agree to. So here it's different.
The issue here is that, remember, you need to be paying the rav.
Right. But I'm giving it to the evet.
So it says, once you give it into his hands,
I kind of want to go for my knife.
Your... Yeah, this is yours,
by the way.
Your wife's.
Are you serious?
Yeah. My wife had to use
it. I already have one. My knife, but you have one?
No, my wife said food.
She wants all the food. Is that a carry thing?
Yeah, the problem here is that if the Evan in order to be Nifta has to be a second, right?
Building a better world with the words.
So here, when you put the money into the Evan's hands,
the mayor holds that.
It's the Rav's money right away.
It's already too bad. Right.
He pay himself.
Right.
And here's what he's doing. So
now
you're saying
that
both the chayrus is meaningless.
But go to a mayor and much kicks in automatically, unequivocally. What's the word? And a mele, right? You can't make right. It doesn't mean anything. Use it for chayrus. It's already mine. We're shaking the button hole. No, by giving it to the eved, I can stipulate that this is going to the rav, even though it is going to the rav automatically. L'chayra. I'm not sure, because Tidneu, you're right, Tidneu is a funny lashon in Rashi. When does the Ritva? Liz, thank you. This is what the Ritva says about this stage of the Gemara. Ellie, how did you learn? Guys, put it away. Ellie, how did you learn this stage of the Gemara? Where have you guys been? Where have you guys been?
How does it sound like Yossi Schultz?
Here.
Really, we have to be quiet so you can try to figure out that now. Someone can shoot now and now with time.
But hold up tonight, the essay, Shama Menach, Tetzel, Brother Chavis. Erev should have it to know. The M.K. in time with Lomani, the Rebbe Neyim, Mishim David Tanai, and Maitse, and Dora Echot. This last shot in Machloikas, the Rosh is not Masbir. This is more of a beer. There's a Ritva about it, but the Ritva is going at a different Mahalik a little bit.
Maybe it's not a case where they're not giving it to the Eved to be Kona. They want him to give it to them, to the Rav on their behalf.
That's for sure.
That's the case. So, the mayor says that's meaningless. The mayor has this whole this one all the time. Once you put it in the Eved's hand,
that's it.
But what about the case we just said before the rush brought down? What if the Eved wants to get it for someone else? We said that's okay.
That's something else.
But why?
I mean, the Gemara earlier told me.
Yeah, why? Why is it that one? And the mayor's sheet is that once you put it, like here, if they want to say, give it, we want you to give this.
No, it doesn't work going to the mayor. No, that's only according to. It's only according to the Chacham. It's only according to the Chacham.
Well, Mayor says once you put an Eved's hand,
right,
he's totally. It goes to God. Right away. Okay, so fine. If that's the case, then that's.
By the way,
okay, I have to see the ritual. Came in the Lord, there's the words of the ritual, you ready? Came in the Lord, Omar should talk to my Atzmacha Lecheris. He didn't say, go and be moitzi yourself to Cheris. Rather, he said, Shetetze boy Lecheris. I'm giving you this money. Amanah Shetetze boy Lecheris. Yeah. Became in the Omar by Lishna Vuba Gufa Shamatono. Since he said it in that lashon, and he's talking about the matana he's giving, shiurahu, it's a shiur in the matana.
Meaning like a tzai. Like a boundary.
Shiur the shayr, the lav, the navshir, lav, klumu.
Right, if you don't use it, if I use it for your cheres, then I didn't give you any money.
Goodbye. Yeah. Yeah. If I'm a shire in the matana, a mayor holds, I'm making a shiur. I'm saying I'm giving this over, but I'm holding back something. I'm limiting it because I wanted that you should only use it to let the eved go free. So a mayor holds that's not a matana. A ma'isa matana. You can't be mabatel a ma'isa matana like that. Give me the konya eved legamri. Lo sogi the lo konya rabbi. The manas the mani midi. The manas doesn't mean anything. It's an impossible thing. It's like if I give my tongue to half the Eved. So, there's no half the Eved. It means I'm giving it to the Eved. We're about to go to the whole Eved. The Rav and the Eved are totally inseparable, the Meir holds. Yeah? Rabbanan sabri, but Rabbanan holds up the ritva. Dear lo have a makdil eved legamri lasis by chepsoi. If I would have given it to the eved and say, I'm makdil this to you, do whatever you want with it. Avada kona rabbi kamoyu. Avada, you're right, the rabbi would be coining it right away. Avahach the malim nash atetim lecheris lo yzich alay el lekach. I'm only being mazaka to for that purpose. It came in the chain. Yepsol the rabbi shizka by yoysim and eved. The Rav can't have it any more than the Eben has it. It's mamash like we said. This is mamash like we said. No, well, the problem is Rashi, but I'm saying, what's the pshat? No, that's what we're saying. That the pshat is going to Rabbanan over here. It, we don't, according to Meir, we say, mak to the Eben, the Rav. The pshat in the Rabbanan is, you're right, I'm makdil the Eved, and whatever I'm makdil the Eved automatically goes to the Rav. But I'm allowed to make a stipulation in my matana. My matana is I'm makdil this to you for a purpose. So you're right, the Rav's coming right away, but he's only coming right away for that purpose. That's what we said before, but the lashon to Meir and Rashi was
So
it could be any purpose.
What happens if that purpose is not fulfilled?
Automatically fulfilled.
Oh, then the money goes back to the private lender. But let's say it could be any purpose, which means I can give money in order to go to Disneyland.
I don't know.
Or Dafgir to the Harris.
That's like we said before, which really means if you say it like that, the Atzmo, it's a different type of Atzmo that we thought until now. That's like we said. It sounds mamish like we said. But it's a chiddush because it's not the Atzmo that we would have thought, and it's also not. It's not the Vart Tidneu. The Vart is. It's already happened. What? I'm not sure. It's a very long riff, but I need to see more. But for now, that's what it seems to say over here. It's possible.
According to Elazar, it's only Lucharis.
Yeah, no, regular, right. Okay, Victor? But Rami, this part we'll just do very quickly. You saw it already? The Sphira?
Yes.
The Rami, the Rameya, the Meya, the Rabbani.
Oh, low tempo.
We have a Sphira, and Rameya, and a Sphira, and a Rabbani. The Tanya. And Isha Poy, the Maisha Shane, for the Choymesh. And Isha cannot be Poy, the Maisha Shane, without a Choymesh. Now, the thing is, when Bailam use their own money to be Poy, the Maisha Shane, you have to pay a Choymesh. But if someone else uses their money and buys it off you, then they don't have to pay a Choymesh. So it says, which means she always needs a chaymish. She doesn't need a chaymish. Now, what's the case? Hey chidom, so all she's functioning is the shlichas of the baal. So abadi, you should pay a chaymish. It's no worse than the baal himself. Yeah, right. It's the baal's money. It's the baal's ma'aser. So finished. Abadi, you have to pay a chaymish. That can't be what they're arguing about. Elowat bezuzah di da meiser di day. She's using her money to be paid to his meiser. That can't be either. Why? Isha marachmana v'la isha. That means like Rashi, ish mi meiser marachmana v'la isha mi meiser baila. Tishuk akadam. Meaning, the whole din of someone being paid his own is ish, which means it doesn't include his wife. Which means, according to the Gemara, saying that if the case would be her money and his meiser, it's poshut that you should not pay a chaymish. So the case would be his money and his ma'aser, it's pashut that you should pay a chaymish. If the case would be her money and his ma'aser, it's pashut that you should not pay a chaymish because she's an acher. So what is it? And allow ki agavna, it's this case. Ta'akni lo acher mone b'mala amenashe tifti boy as a ma'aser. V'ibcha shamanalu. So we see that Reb Meir, who said she doesn't pay a chaymish, means she was coined in the kesef, right? The tonight worked. It's her kesef now. It's at the Baal's kesef. And the Melech is a Bechoymesh. And the Chacham and the Rabbanim say Fakert. So it comes at the exact opposite of what we said over here. Obia, we said the Meir holds the Ish is not coined, the Ebed is not coined with any kind of Nai. And the Rabbanim hold they are. And here it's Fakert. So Omer Bay, Epech, you're right, switch it around. Rav Omar. You don't gotta switch it. I have an answer. This is talking about Ma'aser Sheni, that she was Yarish from her father. Now, the Chazal gave anything she's Yarish, even though she owns it. She owns the karka. She owns the actual thing. The Chazal gave the payers to the Baal. So what did they give to the Baal? Any nechosim that belongs to her, their payers go to the Baal. They did not make that takana on mamon hekdesh. They did not make the takana on mamon gvayet. She says like this: Reb Meir holds l'shi tosoi ma'isa mamon hekdeshu, that we view ma'isa sheni as mamon hekdesh. Memela loy kana le Baal. Memela the takana the Baal has the payers doesn't go on ma'isa sheni. Memela that ma'isa sheni remains hers. So she takes that Ma'aser Sheni. I'm sorry. So that Ma'aser Sheni.
It's not his, right?
Remains hers, right?
She's not being paid to his Ma'aser Sheni.
So when she takes her husband's money and paid to the Ma'aser Sheni, so it's the husband's money. It's her Ma'aser. Immediately, you don't pay a chaymish. But the time I had my mom and had it too, they say my Tashane is viewed as mom and had it. You understand it's a question, my Tashane, because on the one hand, it's mom and boy, you can't do whatever you want with it. On the other hand, you eat it up. You're supposed to eat it up. You bring it to Shalim. It's not a carbon, it's not a. Yeah? So that's the machlaikis. So Rabbanim say, no, it's mom and had it. Mamela kunale baal. Mamela, when she yajins it, the baal owns the payers of it. And Mamela, when she takes the baal's money and she's paid the major shani with it, like the first shlab of the Gemara, she chuses the baal kovda. About that, she pays a chaynish because she's just functioning as a shliach of the baal. And that's the machlaikis. So Mamela, it's not a kasha on the Rameir and Rabbanim by us. Mamela, Rabbanim by us are talking about whether she could be coined as something that she got from an acher. This machleik is a totally separate machleik. It's about what's the status of my shesheni. One's got nothing to do with the other.
You got it?
Bye,
yeah.
Yeah.